Kiss FM, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Naya?
I'm great.
It's Naya, right?
Thank you for having me on.
I said it correctly, Naya?
Yes, that's exactly how you pronounce it.
Okay, awesome. I don't want to be wrong.
I'm sorry, and it's pronounced Big Papa.
Oh, you just made my day. Naya Rivera from Glee, how are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm so great. Thank you.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I am a straight male. Okay, I am engaged. I've been known to be a player here and there, but
okay.
I am a complete gleek, and I am not afraid to say it.
That is awesome, and I feel like your kind is a rarity.
Oh, really? You think it's just women and gay men? Is that what you're thinking right now?
But I feel like that's probably the majority, and then every time I meet a straight guy that loves it, he has to declare that he's straight before he says that he loves it.
Well, it's true, though. I mean, Glee, it's on Fox. It's Wednesday nights on Fox, and I'll tell you what, it's a fantastic show, but it's like everyone's dirty pleasure. It's their guilty secret, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad
you like it.
Again, we're talking to Naya Rivera. You play Santana. Now, you're one of the cheerleaders and part of the Glee, right?
Yes, I am. That's correct.
So, talk to me about what goes into it. A lot of it has got to be rehearsal, as far as like the musical numbers and the musical production of it and recording of stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have dance rehearsals. First we have pre-records, and then those get approved, and then we have dance rehearsals to that approved track, and we just go over it and over it and over it and try and mix in shooting within all of that. So it's a big task, but it's so fun.
I'll tell you what, the music is what really gets it. Obviously, you know, the characters and the character development and your characters coming along as well is fantastic. But the way that they can take any song and totally, you know, gleeify it, if you will.
It really is
amazing. Now, who's in charge of like picking the music and putting that stuff together?
Well, you know, the writers, the writing team, like Ian Brennan and Brad Falchuk, they'll write the script and choose a song to go with whatever's going on, and then Ryan Murphy will approve it, and then it goes to Adam Anders, who is an amazing music producer, and he's the one who puts together like all these mashups and records everyone's voice, and so there's a lot of people involved in the process, but the end result is amazing, I think.
Again, we're talking to Naya Rivera from Glee on Fox, and I got the screener for the episode coming up.
For Wheels.
Yes.
And, nice.
And I'll tell you what, it is one of the best episodes so far.
That's my favorite episode. Like, I love it, and I really hope that everyone watches it because it's got such a good message, and it's a tearjerker.
It is because it has to. A lot of it circles around the character that's in the wheelchair. I don't want to give too much of it away, but there will be points where you laugh, and there will be points where you get a little teary.
Yeah, I definitely cried, and Artie is like now my favorite character, and his song is just amazing in that episode. So
that's fantastic.
I love it.
Now I don't want this to come off insensitive. Is he in a wheelchair all the time, or is he just in the wheelchair for the show?
No, he's just in the wheelchair for the show. In real life, actually, he used to be in a boy band, and he's like our best dancer. So it's kind of funny and ironic in a weird way that we would have confined him to a wheelchair. But.
Are you kidding me? He was in a boy band? Which one?
He was in NLT.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's fantastic. And we're talking to Naya Rivera from Glee on Fox. Now, I'm going through. How old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22. What's it like to be a part of this show? How has life changed for you? I know you've done things here and there, but this is Glee, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. Well, life has changed because I have steady income now, and that's always nice. That's amazing to like be able to support myself and, you know, tell my parents that I was moving out.
So literally you were living with your parents until you got Glee?
Yes, actually. I like had, you know, a string of odd jobs, and I ended up getting Glee, and I moved out last year for good this time, and they're all really proud of me. So that's changed. And then just the fact that like I work all the time and I get to do what I love, and I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to Glee, and I'm like stoked. So
So, Naya, don't be ashamed that you. Number one, I like the fact that you said I'm moving out for good this time. I liked how you did that. and number two, where are you from originally? Are you from the West Coast or?
Yeah, I'm from California. I was born in Santa Monica, so I'm kind of a California LA girl.
So you were born and raised, around it, I should say. I mean, it's very accessible for you to go on auditions and for you to do those kind of things. It's well within reason. As where, like, people from where I am, it's kind of a hike. It's, you know, it's either 4 hours to New York City, and then there's people from, like, the Midwest that uproot and go and take their shot. And I'm sure you've seen a bunch of those in California.
Yeah, well, actually, my parents are from the Midwest. They're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So, they're kind of the ones that did all that legwork for me and ended up here. And so I had a better shot at doing it. I do thank them for that.
Did they move the family so you could try to go after this?
No, they moved here when my mom was 19. My dad was 29. So it was way before us.
Oh, that's fantastic. Again, Naya Rivera, it is Glee. It's on Fox. It is the best show, period, bar none. I'm telling you this right now. And people make fun of me because I'm a straight man that likes Glee, but you know what? Tough. It's fantastic.
You know what? Deep down, they love it, too. They go home, and they're going to cry to Wheels tomorrow.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. That's why it's a guilty pleasure. So what else do you have? What, you know what? Let me ask you this. You've been doing the bit parts here. And you've attached yourself. You've gotten on the hit show right now. What, you know? So life automatically has changed for you in the last couple months, I would imagine. What has been the coolest thing you've been able to do in the last couple months that you weren't able to do before?
I'm going to have to say, as of right now, getting a Twitter account and talking to people like all over the world.
Yeah.
That's been very fun for me because, you know, no one's ever going to hit me up before and be like, oh, my gosh, like those three lines that you said on, like, how to take my teenage daughter was amazing. But now everyone's like, oh, my gosh, I love Glee, and it's madness and crazy, and it's very fun.
That's very cool. So you're big on the Twitter and on the Facebook and all that fun stuff?
I'm pretty big on Twitter. I said I would never get one, and then I ended up getting one because everyone in the cast had one. And now I love it. I'm kind of addicted to it.
All right, so if I request you on the Twitter, Naya, will you accept me as a friend?
Oh, absolutely.
So we can be Twitter mates?
Of course, let's be tweets.
We can tweet. God, that sounds dirty. That sounds fun though. It's Naya Rivera. It is Glee. It's on Fox. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't. I'm technically single at the moment. So.
Whoa! What? Hold on. Technically. technically single.
I'm technically single right now.
Okay, so in other words, there's a boy and there's a situation, but he's not but he's not committing.
I don't know if that's what that means. No, technically single means that I'm not married.
Okay, so you have a boyfriend, kind of, sort of, but you're not married or engaged.
I guess you could say that, yes.
Kind of, sort of. Well, let's put it this way. If a guy were to come up to you and be like, hey, how you doing? And you like the guy, you would not act on it because of this situation, if you will.
Yes, that's correct.
I am making you so uncomfortable right now, aren't you?
You are putting me in the hot seat.
Wow. I'm pressing all your buttons today.
You are asking all the tough questions. I love you for it.
Well, I'm sorry. Like, how has since Glee, has any famous guys hit on you?
Famous guys. No, not yet. No.
Well, can I hit on you?
Yes, hit on me.
All right, ready?
No, you can't hit on me. You are engaged.
I am engaged, but you're on my list now. Everybody's allowed to have celebrity lists. You're a celebrity. You are now on my list, so you don't count.
Is that the deal that you guys worked out?
I don't care. It is now.
That's awesome.
Again, Naya Rivera, it is Glee. It's on Fox. If you have not seen the show, how about the soundtrack is fantastic, too?
Yeah, it just came out. So if you don't have it, you should definitely go get it because it's fun. It's a fun thing to listen to in your car on your commute.
Oh, my gosh. What is your favorite song that you guys have done so far on the show?
My favorite song that we've done would probably have to be Hate on Me.
Yep.
Steve Kids did that, and I loved it. The favorite song that I didn't have anything to do with would probably be Chris and Chenoweth with Maybe This Time.
All right. Naya Rivera, it is Glee on Fox. One thing you do with all you celebrities before I let you go, it's called the Quick Six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let us know about the real you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. If you weren't an actress, what would you be doing for a living?
I would be a writer.
Favorite toy as a child?
A swing.
When you go out to the bar, what's your drink of choice?
If I'm trying to be fitness, a vodka water, and if not, a lemon drop martini.
Nice. Favorite toppings on your pizza?
Pepperoni.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Arms.
Favorite toy as an adult?
My car.
What do you drive?
Nothing now because it got totaled.
Oh, no.
Someone hit me and it got totaled. When I do get a new car, it'll be my favorite toy.
Was your car the first thing you bought with the big Glee check?
No, thank God, actually. Thank God it was not a brand new car. It was one that I was looking to get rid of next month anyways.
So. Oh, that's fantastic. So when you got that big Glee check, what was that first big purchase you made?
Like I said, I moved out. I got myself a nice place.
I put a deposit down on an apartment. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's what I did.
Naya Rivera, she is in Glee. She is Santana Lopez. Naya, thank you so much for the time. I love Glee. I love you. And I will tweet the hell out of you soon.
Thank you so much. It was awesome talking to you.
Absolutely. Anytime. Naya Rivera, everybody from Glee on Fox. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.